I don't think there's a single person out there that would pick Sam Merrill over Ty Jerome. More on that in here in a moment. The Browns Stadium, it seems, are we on approval now? Are we headed towards a new stadium? I know it's been like, well, you know, we're headed, but are we really headed towards a new stadium this morning?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Mike DeWine, the governor, not only signed this the biannual budget bill, but also did not veto the Browns provision. I'm going through the vetoes as we speak.
I need to hit that meet the
press.
Looks
like some of the arts programs are going to stay despite what the state legislators wanted out. I'm looking at the different flag provisions that
political animal tone
that state buildings can display. Ooh. And it looks like Mike DeWine is going to make sure that it's not just the Ohio flag, not just the United States flag, not just the POW MIA flag, but there are going to be other flags you can continue to keep up on state buildings. Ooh. But yes, it looks like he is not vetoing how the Browns were going to finance their new dome stadium in Brook Park. It looks like it's a done deal.
All right. We got what we need for the stadium, and off they go. So 2029 is the first year we have it, or 2030. 2030 or 2029? I forget which was which.
2029.
I thought the lease was up until 2029, and then we get in 2030.
Through 2028, I believe.
Through 2020. Well, you better start. You better hurry up.
Well, the shovel's in the ground.
We got to build the stadium, and you got to build the neighborhood around it, don't you?
If you start by even mid-February of next year, you'll be done well before the season of 2029 starts.
Yeah, but if we keep having the weather like we're having right now, I mean, there's going to be how many rainouts here?
Well, you get the dome part built, and then who cares about the rain?
Well, you get the dome
part. You can do all the inside stuff later.
That's a great point. Well, glass goes in last, though. And if it's a glass enclosure, then what are you going to do? You gotta wait. You got to wait for good weather.
Here's what I want to know.
Glass, grass, or glass?
Nobody rides. No one goes to the Browns game for free.
So this was gonna tap into the unclaimed funds.
Yes.
What if out of nowhere all the funds were claimed?
I claimed my 100. I cashed my check yesterday. $109.
Daryl did too. So what if everybody would have pounced on that, given the exposure and the news that had come out? Then what would we have done?
I think that a lot of those funds are probably unclaimable in some way.
Okay.
Or there's some people just, they weren't watching the news. They're just going to go about their day. That's what they're going to do. And so I'm sure that with extras that are left over.
When we walk past Brook Park, we can go, they've finally been claimed. The funds have finally been claimed.
Yep. Somebody had to claim the funds, and they claimed them.
You won't see them when you walk by the schools, but you'll see them when you walk by the Dome Stadium.
216-474-0092. Cavs. Back to the phones. Larry in Cleveland, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand what y'all are saying, but I don't feel like we're a worse team. I feel like they didn't pick Merrill over Jerome. They picked Lonzo Ball and Proctor over Ty Jerome.
Ooh, Tyrese Proctor did, but yeah, Lonzo Ball's in.
Listen to me, though. Right. You can only pick once or maybe twice in the draft, so I don't really care how they got picked. They went with athletic guards. Ty Jerome is not that. He was getting cooked in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And the Cavs looking at it differently. They went with athletic guards, guys that can fight through picks and stuff. And as far as Sam Merrill go, he's a better shooter, and defensively he might be better than Ty Jerome. So I'm not really too much worried about it. I don't feel like the Cavs are our worst team. I feel like they're about even, maybe a little bit better, and we'll just see what they do as far as going on with the trade.
Sam has never shot the three as well as what Ty Jerome did this year. Plus, Sam can't create his own
Larry,
shot.
My issue is I'm not saying that they're picking one over the other. I don't know if they had the choice. How many people have said over the last 8 hours that, well, you know, we don't know if the Cavs actually had a choice in the matter. All right, well, until I find out, I'm under the assumption, because so many people are saying it, Larry, I'm under the assumption that Ty Jerome decided to go with the money, which is fine, which is, I'm sure the Cavs could have matched $9.5 million a year, whatever the hell it amounts to, the money, but also the minutes so he can make more money with a player option in 2 more years. Because they have it's a 3-year deal, but that third year, I believe, is a player option.
Let me ask you this, Lenny. Like Lonzo Ball.
Larry,
sorry about that. On paper, I shouldn't even say on paper because unfortunately Lonzo just hasn't been healthy. But I'm with you that if Lonzo was healthy and it was the Lonzo from like 4 years ago. That is a playmaker. That is a better defender. I'm with you on all of that. He's a creator. I love that in theory. What are the odds we get to there? What are the odds he makes it to the end of the season?
Well, with the way Kenny plays his rotations, if we can get him to be healthy for 15 to 20 minutes, I think that's all Lonzo needs.
If we can get him
15 to 20 minutes and get him throughout the season and get him to the playoffs, then, I mean, it's fair game at that point.
Larry, thank you very much for the call. I would think of it the same way. Yeah, go ahead.
I guess, did I misspeak yesterday, Kenny, when I said I would not bet on Lonzo Ball being available by the end of the season? I think that is such a tough bet because it's the knee, it's the wrist. I mean, a chronic situation in the knee. You know, he played 35 games last year, 35 games the year before, 55 the year before that. Just been a tough bet. Again, if he were healthy, like it'd be no question. I would love the prospects
of having
Lonzo.
I don't think they picked anybody over anybody. I think that with Lonzo Ball, one, you needed to facilitate a trade because you had to get Isaac Okoro out of here. It's not working, and that's on Kobe Altman. It wasn't working. He's a fifth overall pick. He's not been good. Okay, there's been flashes here and there of anything, but it's not been worth anything. So you had to get something that has some upside out of a guy that you're seeing the very best that he can offer, and basically that's running around with his arms flailing away. So no one's picking Lonzo Ball over anybody. It's not picking Sam Merrill over Ty Jerome. I would say that 98% of people would pick Ty Jerome over Sam Merrill for what each bring to the floor. Mm-hmm. But if I got Danny and I got others who are saying, hey, man, it's probably going the other way where Ty Jerome decided, okay, well, then my hands are tied in the matter. Until I find out otherwise, because if we find out otherwise that they decided to go with Sam Merrill, okay, then I can watch this season like a hawk. And if Sam Merrill goes out there and sucks up the room and Ty Jerome, with more minutes, ends up being a difference maker for the Memphis Grizzlies, well, then, yeah, I'm going to have to call that out now, aren't I? Cavs fans should as well.
I think the tough part of this, though, is just hinging all of this. Because the caller said at the start, like, wait, don't forget about Lonzo Ball. I just get nervous that this hinges on Lonzo Ball being healthy and available come April.
That's not a good plan.
That's a tough bet.
Unless you decide to sit him out the entire year.
Right.
I mean, honestly, unless he's... Do you believe in his shooting enough that he doesn't have to get warmed up throughout the season?
Well, he needs consistent playing time. He's not been a consistent shooter. He has been a consistent playmaker.
I think it highlights more the lack of market for Isaac Okoro than it does anything else. And that is still, by the way, a knock on the Cavs because they drafted the guy fifth overall. Now, I know that's hindsight, but that's part of the deal. If we do it with the Browns, we sure as hell have to do it with the Cavs. 216-474-0092. Lenny and Lindhurst, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey guys, it's Evan and Lindhurst, but my phone is breaking up. I was going to agree with with the last caller, Lonzo Ball. I mean, when you got him, you weren't going to sign Ty Jerome. Maybe you would still give him the $9 million, but he ain't going to come here and play 10 minutes a night.
No.
I would like to, I forgot my point. It was so good too. Oh well. All right. Thanks guys.
All right. Think what happened?
I think he lost Trey's thought.
Oh, I thought he said
they
something.
Eluded him.
I thought he said something like there was a fight outside or something like that. I had no idea. I can't say the Cavs are better. I don't know how much worse they are. Again, these are marginal decisions. Now, I'm looking forward to maybe the possibility of, you know, Larry Nance is a possibility there. Al Horford is a possibility there for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, there's things that you can do to possibly bring in guys. The Al Horford thing is intriguing. I know we talked about that in the last segment. I'll say it, and maybe you feel differently about it. If he's playing 60 games last year, and I know he just turned 39 years old. He's long in the tooth, but this is part of it. If I can get something with Al Horford coming here, could then that maybe grease the rail for a Jared Allen move that can help in a position where maybe Ty Jerome wasn't able to help? Well, am I able to do something like that?
Yeah, so it's a great question. The one thing I would caution is that Jared Allen has been like the essence of durability, right? He has been, say what you want about the playoffs and the things we don't like, he is a lock, you know, in the regular season to be able to not just play, but play every single night. So to lose that, be a bit of a gamble on Al Horford, who, like I said, I mean, he's played 60 games back-to-back years, but you know, 39 years old, mm-hmm. how much of a strain would you want? I mean, again, you're depending to go into the season, depending on Lonzo Ball and 39-year-old Al Horford, when you would send your Iron Man out. Again, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
To bring in what?
No,
you'd
you're
be,
right.
You'd be saying to bring in a wing presence?
Yeah, because you would put... Everybody wants to trade Darius, and I keep telling everybody, guys, it's much easier said than done for you guys because you're mad at Darius Garland. Who is going to trade their wing for our undersized guard? And that seems to stop that conversation. But I think you just stopped my conversation there because I'm going to go, wait a minute, I'm going to put my regular season into the hands of a 39-year-old who's been, yes, a durable player for 39 years old, but him and Lonzo Ball, that's a scary proposition for anybody. Now, this is under the premise that if I trade Jared Allen, I'm going to get something back in return. I don't know what that something back is yet, because I think it's easier to trade Jared Allen than it is Darius Garland, especially with the salary and the positions that they play. Because my entire goal, I mean, what's our goal? Our goal is to win, but we also have to thread the needle here a little bit, because our goal is to win. How are we going to win? Well, we have to keep developing Evan Mobley. So Evan's got to rise to the occasion. So when I look at Darius Garland's injury, I say that could be a blessing because you're going to have to run that offense more through Evan than you ever did with Darius now. And then by the time that Darius comes back, he's probably going to have to get used to something like that. So it's naturally going to force your offense to do it. At the same time, if I have Darius coming back and I don't have that option with Jared Allen, well, I'm still going to have a force with Evan Mobley, and I can get a savvy vet in Al Horford who's going to be able to help out in the postseason as well. So I'm trying to look at it glass half full, but boy, when you put the ages and the injuries in there, I have to give you a lot of leeway on that, because that is a scary situation.